Guitar playing, Overheat by Hiroaki Igarashi from the album Love Song Letter, relatively recent release in 2020. Before that, Caviar with He Don't Really Love You from the album Never Stop Loving You in 1982. Before that, Walk With Me, The Ritchie Family from the album I'll Do My Best, also 1982. Up next, we're gonna have an old school song by an artist that you probably already know, George Duke with Every Little Step I Take. And for this one, we're back in 1979.
ピースで削った心、癒すためには君といたいのさ。ここからはどうでしょう。
to Magnificent Songs, From Now On by Jacob Freeman Magnussen. You would imagine it was released in LA. However, it's not. It's actually from Northern Europe. Before that, Natsu no Kaguya-ye, Weekend Resort. You probably guessed this right. This one was from Japan, from the year 1990, arranged by Greg Mathewson. It was recorded in LA, actually. Before that, of course, that was George Duke with Every Little Step I Take from the Master of the Game album. That was back in 1979. Up next, we're going to have Waza Tachi no Nagisa by Shoko Inoue.
nights and gone away. Got inside a taxi cab, was heading for another land. As I gazed back through the shield, the radio sang round in blues. A ray fell down upon the street, the sky above was like concrete.
The song Come to the Point by Steakhouse that was released back in 2010. Before that, Three Little Words by the LA-based band 213. And the album, I think it was recorded in the 80s, but never got to be released until 2019. Before that, Do You Want to Make Some Love? And that track was actually unreleased from a Japanese exclusive album called Love You Out of Your Mind by Robert Byrne. Before that, It's Too Late by Hiroishi Keiko from her album All Weather Love, and that was from the year 1990. Before that, Table by Atsuko Nina. That one was from 1984. If you have enjoyed this past 40 minutes of music, you might want to check out some of WRCT's other offerings, such as Record Roulette. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. only on WRCT. Or Lavender Hour, music to make your dye your hair purple. Fridays at 5 p.m. I wonder what kind of music they play. So yeah, definitely check it out. A lot of fascinating titles from the WRCT crate. Hey, did you know that WRCT is supported by Attic Records? It is located in Millvale, and it is an open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at AttiRecordsStoreInc.com. When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear, vaping is not safe for youth because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs and dangerous things like metals into your body. And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media, many kids think vaping is harmless. However, it is not. So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you. A message from the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, www.samhsa.gov. Many good songs coming up here on WCD Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. You're listening to City Pop Central. And this song is called Never Too Far to Fall, composed and written by George Benson from his classic album In Your Eyes, 1983. No, never, never. No. What an absolutely fantastic song. Well, you know what they say, good time never lasts. Which is probably why it is almost nearing the end of this program. Here on WCD Pittsburgh 88.3 FM, I sincerely thank everyone who have stayed tuned for the past hour, and those who don't. Well, I hope you have a very good weekend and the rest of your next week. This is DJ Lee on WCD Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. If you like the music you hear during the past hour, feel free to tune back in every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. I will be here waiting for you. Good night, Pittsburgh. DJ Lee signing off.
You are listening to
The Sound of Language
on WRCT Pittsburgh, produced by the students in Contextual Practice Seminar. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in the show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily express those of WRCT Pittsburgh or its members.
Hello, my name is Ashley. I am a first-year MFA student. So for this audio piece, I would like to talk about something that is very real for all of us, something that we all deal with, I think, at least periodically, either throughout the week, months, or years. It's something that comes across one's life ever so often, and that is the topic of anxiety. Anxiety is something that I've dealt with, honestly, throughout my entire life. There have been situations, just life circumstances, that have created moments of anxiety and anxiousness as I have navigated or had to have navigated through life, whether that's systematically, societally, economically, all the things that make life what it is. Anxiety has been there. It's almost like, I mean, it's not really a friend in the way that it makes you feel, but it's one of the earliest memories of a feeling that I've had. Since moving to Pittsburgh and by myself and having to confront anxiety, having to confront what it's like moving to a place by yourself and not really around anybody that you know, and what it's like to rebuild again. The topic of anxiety and that feeling has grown. It's been a mixture of both anxiousness, excitement, and wonder about the possibilities here, but anxiety has seemed to always creep its way in. Even more so, I think about anxiety in relation to my art practice, realistically, and how my certain ideas of anxiousness have creeped into that part of my being as well, feeling displaced in a way visually, and how I respond to the world around me has slowly, you know, creeped into my art practice. It's something that I am currently fighting through, as all artists have to deal with. We all have to deal with moments of pause, moments of reflection, moments of, I don't know what I'm doing right now. So, you know, in full transparency, that's where I am right now as I am navigating my first year in a grad program. You know, some artists who I admire also, you know, we navigate all of these things differently because we're all different people. For me, how I've navigated this has been to pause and really trying to search for what it is that I'm looking for in this experience. Because I, outside of grad school, outside of the people that you meet, the studio visits, the networks that are potentially there, the residencies, the grants, this really is our time. These are some of the most important years that we will have. And so what is it that we want out of this? So I'm taking moments of pause, not because I don't want to do anything or that I'm not doing anything, but I am valuing the time that I have. And sometimes that time is just silence and really like writing in my sketchbook or in my journal. I'm finding that anxiety doesn't have to be this self-bullying, I would say, attitude towards yourself. Sometimes anxiety is showing you that there's something for you to pay attention to within your intuition and in your body and in your mind and in your spirit. And so my relationship to anxiety specifically has, with coming to Pittsburgh, has changed a lot. And I'm learning to, when feelings, whether it's happiness, anxiousness, depression, love, scared, fear, all of these different feelings, you know, how does one respond to this? So one thing that I've been trying to do, and I know it sounds so cliche at this point, but is meditation. I've been trying to listen to my mind, my spirit, and my body's desire for pause and meditate. And so I ask you to join me on this 10-minute meditation that's focused on breathing and really asking ourselves to pause.